This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's going on in the cattle market?
Leslie, it was a very active day of trading. We started out with a little downside after seeing the large losses yesterday. Then we saw this market just continue down into triple-digit losses, managed to come back, and then we saw two-sided trading for the middle part of the session before going back into lower closes at the end of the day for live cattle and feeder cattle. Choice box beef today up $2.20. That makes it the highest choice box beef has ever traded. Selects were up $1.92, had a movement of 101 loads. Saw an estimated cattle kill today of 104,000 head. And we saw our pork complex on the positive side today. On the close, February cattle down $1.70, April down $2.07, Jan feeders down $1.40, March feeders down $0.82, and February lean hogs 85 higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Next time you find a good deal on farm equipment, get a good deal on the financing, too. Right now, you'll find fixed rates as low as 3.5% from AgDirect at your ag equipment dealer. That's 3.5%. AgDirect features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered by Farm Credit of East Central Oklahoma. People who understand agriculture. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Rates may change. Ask your local dealer for details.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
Tom, what's bringing down the grain market?
Leslie, it's hard to believe, but there was not really a lot of fresh news today, much like yesterday. Now, we did see our markets see very good trading volume overnight, especially in the soybeans and in the corn market, and that carried into the rest of the day. But we saw mostly negative trading today in the wheat, corn, and soybeans. Yesterday, we made new lows in wheat, corn, and soybeans for the month of January. Today, we made new lows for the month of January. Only the soybeans managed to escape a negative close today with buying in the final seconds of the session. On the close, March KC wheat down 6 3/4. July KC down 7 3/4. March Chicago wheat down 10 1/4. March corn down 4 3/4. July down 5 1/4. March beans 5 1/4 higher. July up 4 1/4. And March cotton 117 points lower.
Tom, what's your number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.